Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the third interview of Elizabeth Speaks podcast.
Yeah, podcast.
So today's November 14th, 2024.
Yeah.
Our special guest, Elizabeth Speaks with Mrs.
Tori.
DeAdrian Tori.
Yeah.
How long have we known you? How long have we known you?
I don't know. Hold on.
At least 15.
I don't know since what? Third grade,
right?
That's yeah, Elizabeth was in third grade.
Yep. Yeah. So Justin too. So DD, as we call her, her real name is DeAdrian, but we've known her since, like we said, third grade.
Third grade.
Is the proud mama of two boys.
Yeah, two boys.
And her one son is Justin, and he's one of Elizabeth's best friends in life. And so we were hoping to get some good insight into DD's views of how she raises a child. Now he's an adult with learning disabilities. So he was diagnosed officially with what, DD?
He was diagnosed with Asperger's, which is a form of autism. So he's on the autism spectrum.
Okay. Well, really quick, before Elizabeth gets into the questions, tell us your career. You're a retired what?
I'm a retired educator. When I had Justin, I was a special ed teacher.
Amazing.
So I worked for St. Louis Public Schools for 30 years, and I'm retired, and I'm trying to enjoy it.
Yes!
I would. Lucky.
I would, too.
Well, and you were also a principal of a school for a while, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, I've been a principal. I've been an instructional person. I've been a special ed teacher, an instructional person, an assistant principal, and then a principal.
Well, I'm proud to also call you my friend. So thank you for doing
thank
this.
You.
We love you, Dee Dee. Okay. All right, Elizabeth, it's all yours, honey. Let's go
all
to the
right.
next. Hold on here. Okay. Wait a minute. Yeah, here we go.
So,
go ahead.
It's so big.
Can you see it?
No, it's too big.
Okay, well, do your best. I'll help you.
Okay. When did you first think Justin might be different from the other kids? Question mark.
Okay. Well, I was a special ed teacher, like I said. He did little odd things, like he had a certain chair that he had to sit in, and if anyone sat in that chair, it was a horrible evening. You know, breakfast, he had to sit in that chair. Dinner, he had to sit in that chair, and if somebody else sat in that chair, it was terrible. He would line the chairs up in the dining room. When he was playing, if he played with his cars, he would line them all up. And if somebody disturbed them, that would upset him so much. And I already thought that he might have a speech problem, even from when he was first born. It's something about the way his tongue curled up. So I always thought that he was going to have a speech problem, but those were things that I was concerned about, really. I kind of talked to his doctor about it. I had gotten him into a magnet school. Since I worked for St. Louis Public Schools, I got him into a magnet school, and it was just a few issues there. It was just certain things that he wouldn't and couldn't do. And I talked to his doctor about it. At that time, she didn't want to say three. So she didn't want to say autism or anything. So she referred me to a neurologist. And that's where it started. So I took him to a neurologist. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Did I do something? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're still here.
Yeah.
So we visited with the neurologist, and I swear he only met with him for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he said that he had Asperger's. And, of course, that sent me over the edge. But so that was when I first kind of thought. So I kind of went ahead and researched it and did some things to confirm.
That kind of answers the second question, but yeah. Do you want to answer that one too? Go ahead, ask it.
What was the hardest part about learning that Justin had Asperger's and autism together? What, something like that?
I understand. It really broke me. Because I was like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? How is this happening?
Yeah.
And, but actually, the neurologist said that this is not something that could be fixed medically. That it wasn't something, he didn't need any medicine or anything at that time. And he said it had to be fixed educationally. So that was perfect because I was in education. So, so let me get on this.
Right. Amazing. Thank you. Look at those two cute
Look at
pies.
That. It's me.
That's from this year, isn't it? That's from recent.
I don't know when that was from. Yeah. I have to look at my phone.
I can tell from her jacket that's a recent picture. Okay, Elizabeth, you can go to the next question.
Okay, how did you find the right school for Justin?
Well, it started as far as... Oh, my God, my battery's low. It started... Can I pause for a second? Justin, can you bring me my charger? On
the side of this my is desk? Real world.
I took my... Sister,
no problem.
So I use my phone, which
no
I never.
No problem. Did. I'm moving our picture so we can see that great picture. Look at how cute they are. Oh, here you go.
Okay. Oh, I like that one better.
Yeah.
I started him in St. Louis Public Schools in a magnet school, which was Stick's Early Childhood Center, and it was only for pre-K through second grade. So when he was there, he didn't have any services or anything, but as it went on, I got him some services. He had speech and he had and so he had speech and he did those kinds of things. And then when he got ready to go to second grade, the teacher at that time said that she wanted to retain him and that she had 20 children in her class and that he required additional assistance and she didn't have enough time to give him the assistance that she thought he needed. And so that rubbed me the wrong way because I was a colleague. And we both worked with St. Louis Public Schools at that time. And so that really bothered me. So I knew I wasn't going to have him retained in second grade. So that started my journey for another school. So I started looking and I went to two other places before, but they weren't a fit for him. He didn't talk very much when he was there and they couldn't get a lot out of him and they just weren't the place that was going to work for him. And then I found the Miriam School and I took him, and it's so funny, he had to go for his to meet with them and
you did that.
He got mono.
Oh, so, Lord.
Oh, right. No.
So he couldn't go. So he had to wait 2 weeks. And then he went and they, after his visit, he was like, oh, it was great. It was fun. He communicated those things to me. And they told me, oh, wow, he's a perfect fit for Miriam. So I was so happy.
That's beautiful.
Okay. What are some Justin biggest
achievements.
Well, I can tell you that he's done a lot of things. Some of things I always he's not a big talker. When people are talking to him, a lot of times it takes him a minute to process. But at the Miriam School, I think in about eighth grade, they suggested he be in a play. And he was one of the starring roles in, what was it?
Do you remember which one that was? Was it with the animals, the chicken?
School Musical. School Musical. And he was Chad in School Musical. So, High School Musical.
High School Musical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, High School Musical. I forgot, yeah.
Yeah, so he did that. He in high school, he got a job for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
So he's an event attendant, so he's done that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He loves that job.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, he loves that job. So,
yeah.
He also has gotten a job at Marshall's. He's done work there. And then he went to a program, the Succeed program at UMSL, the University of Missouri, St. Louis. And when he got there, a lot of the students that were there were friends of his from Miriam School. Mm-hmm. So that was, and of course, Elizabeth was there, and it was just perfect.
I forgot them.
Well, we need to make sure we put links in here about the Miriam School in Webster Grove, St. Louis. If anybody's, you know, local and catches this YouTube, you know, it's still an amazing school. I mean, Elizabeth has had the same positive experience there as well, right?
Yes.
Life-changing.
He loves it. And, you know, and Miriam School had invited me back several times to talk to parents having kids going from the eighth grade to high school.
Nice.
And then they had me there one time from kids are going from, you know, grade school to high school and kids that were going to go to college. He also participated in a program through Vocational Rehabilitation Services. And during COVID, he participated in that. And they had, he, of course, did stuff on Zoom. And they had training, you know, how to look for a job and different things. And
nice.
So he went, it's called the Center. I can't think of the actual name, but it's the Center. So he did that, too.
That's great. Now, what's this picture, Elizabeth?
That's my prom queen. Prom court?
Prom court. Yeah.
She was the prom queen, and they took pictures before they went to prom.
Yes.
Gorgeous couple right there.
Yes.
Yes.
Sadly,
yes.
Justin had another date that day. We won't talk about that.
He said he would take me.
Well, you were still there with him. That's right.
He had, and the year before at homecoming, he was there with four girls. He had brought everybody a corsage. That was the funniest thing when he said, I said, okay, so we got to get a corsage. And he said, oh, yeah, I need four. I was four?
Well, he gave Elizabeth that corsage that we see there. That was
really nice. I kind of like that one. I was going to keep it.
Nice. All right, let's get to the next question.
Okay, can you tell me a funny thing or a sweet story about Justin?
Well, that's funny. He had said he had to have four corsages.
That's a good one.
That was funny. He's always funny. When he's telling me stories and different things, and he's telling me, Mom, you know, you need to help me or it's going to be CNR. And I'm like, CNR, what is that? What is that? He's like, consequences and repercussions. You're not doing that.
That's funny.
He always tells me, Mom, I love you, and I love you always and forever, and it never changes. And I say, oh, I love you always and forever, and it never changes. So it's always.
That's beautiful.
He's a funny guy. And when I tell him he's not funny, he says, you just don't get my humor. And
I'll
say, okay.
All right. What? Justin.
Oh, you forgot this one.
How has Justin and Elizabeth's friendship changed over the years?
I think they've become closer. I mean, there are times when I hear him in there cackling, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm talking to Elizabeth. We've been talking for 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours, yeah.
I was like, oh, so this is a marathon call? Because you know, if I asked him, I was like, hey, you know, a couple of days goes by, and I was like, hey, have you talked to Elizabeth? He's like, no, and I'm going to have to call her. and I always realized, I mean, I really like for them to hang out. He wants her to come over or him to go over. They hang out as adults now and just having, you know, I think she was with him. I'm not sure if I think she was with him when he had his first drink.
When I think he turned 21. Yes.
Yeah, yes. I first drink. I got a shot and then I gave
So I think, and then them going to Umsol. Yeah. You know, I think he was good for her there, and she was good for him.
That was a scary.
I was joking. He was like, Elizabeth's always on time. And I was like, well, you need to be like Elizabeth.
Yes, she is on time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It had to be 3 minutes, right?
Yes.
Anyway,
yeah.
Okay, here's it in the next one I'm trying to skip. Okay, what are Justin's favorite things to do?
The game, the game, and working for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes,
nice.
He likes to play the game, and I know. I think he's played with likes to play some of the games that you like, but he has a lot. He likes baseball or football, but he loves. He loves Call of Duty.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So does her brother. Yeah. You don't play that. Do you play
it? I did play it. I have all not all the Call of Duties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he played a game that was his brother's game. He played it. It's, I don't know, but they were using profanity. And I was like, what?
Who's cussing in there?
Yeah, I'm cussing.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth, I've heard some stuff out of her room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Nice. Yeah.
He says, but I don't use that language, and so he turns it down so I won't hear it.
That's very polite.
Oh, that's nice. All right. What have you learned about yourself as Justin's mom?
That I have to really work harder to make sure I find things that he needs. I have to definitely be his advocate in a lot of instances. I need to, you know, just research different things to make sure I'm doing the right thing to help him. I don't want to. Another thing I've learned about myself, that I am an enabler.
It's a mom thing.
Right. When someone told me that one day, and I was like, really? I had to really look at it and say, okay, I am. And so some of his choices and decisions, I have to not like them, but let them ride just so,
yep.
You know, not correct them about this or not correct them about that, but let it ride.
Sometimes. Oh, we know about that, Miss Dee Dee.
We fight like old ladies.
We do.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's giving them the ability to have agency over their decisions, right? Yes. It's tough sometimes, and she'll remind me, Mom, I'm an adult. I'm like, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You are.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I have to say, okay, all right.
Well, you're a good mama.
A good mommy.
Okay, let's move this. Okay, go ahead, sissy.
Okay.
Oh, we're gone.
That's right. Okay, so what do you hope from Justin's future?
I want him to be successful in life. I want him to have goals, and I want him to be able to reach those goals and set new goals. I want him to be able to live a productive life. I want him to make sure he lives in a world that accepts him and he accepts the world I don't want him to shut himself down because someone has hurt his feelings, but I want him to be able to understand that everybody isn't like your family. And I tell him all the time that your family and your friends care about you like other people won't, but don't keep you from doing what you want to do and what you need to do to make yourself successful. I just pray all the time that he is successful and happy. That's one of the major things. I want him to be happy.
Okay. How was your relationship with Justin changed as he got older?
Oh.
Older? Was that good? Okay, I did this.
Yes. Well, and when he was younger, I could just tell him, hey, you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and you need to do this. But now I have to choose my words a little differently. You know, I have to make some suggestions to help persuade him to do what I want him to do sometimes. I think that we've become closer as mom and son. You know, I can talk to him about some things that, you know, what do you think about this or what do you think about that? But it's not just me ordering him to do stuff now. It's, you know, hey, I need you to go ahead and do this, or could you do this? So I don't like it, but
yeah,
but he reminds me he is an adult and I have to treat him like an adult. It sucks.
Yes.
<I know.
laughs> All right. What do you want people to know about kids with Asperger's and autism?
I wish it was some way that they could just understand, but I want them to know that he is a complex individual and he has lots of things to say and he has opinions and thoughts and he has feelings. So, you know, just like you want to treat people like you want to be treated, they need to do the same. I want them to know that, you know, he's very smart. And he knows a lot, that he is a good person, and that I want them to always treat him like he is a good person.
Yep. I feel the same for Elizabeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's the last of the questions, but I have a question. Can you tell us Justin's favorite meals or his favorite food? Because this just cracks me up. That boy is hysterical.
Well, you know, and I found out, and talked to the doctor, everything, that as far as a lot of kids with Asperger's, they have picky, finicky type choices. He wants to, his most favorite meal, and he had it tonight, was Chinese food.
Fried rice?
He loves it. And so, Elizabeth, he has to marry you, and you have to know how to make Chinese food.
I'm trying to. Not
because I always tell him that him and Elizabeth should get married. One of his goals in his life, Elizabeth, is to learn to drive so he can drive to you so you all can go to movies and dinner. We talked about this.
Oh,
yeah. So,
he really wants to learn. That's one of his goals, is to learn to drive. And so one of my goals for him is for him to leave the Cardinals for real and get him, always say, a grown-up job. Yeah. But he tells me all the time, grown-ups do work their mom. And I was like, okay. But that he loves Chinese food, ramen noodles, French fries.
Yeah, me too. Fries.
And mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
He loves some McDonald's fries. He loves, you know, He could live off of French fries and Chinese food and Mountain Dew.
Oh my
God. Oh yeah.
He likes apple juice.
All right.
Well, I like apple juice.
Yeah, so he can live off of that, and he'll throw in some Subway periodically. You know, I always throw that in. I was like, okay, let's pack it full of vegetables. So you can eat that, but he'll eat Subway. But he is funny. Oh, and another rice place, because him and Elizabeth went there, is what is it
that Hayway? We went to? P.F. Chang's? No.
No, not P.F. He loves P.F. Chang's.
Oh, my God.
What about Panda Express?
Panda Express.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's where you all went. He likes Panda Express.
Yeah.
It's always rice.
It's hysterical. It just cracks right. me up. And the Michelin is fried rice, right? Does he still eat that?
Yeah.
I eat that not all the time.
Well, Elizabeth's trying to be more creative with her food. I force feed her stuff and she gets mad at me.
Well, a lot of times that's a battle I have to fork, but I have to say, hey, taste this. No, he'll taste him like, nah, I don't want it. I'm like, nah, I don't want it. He doesn't eat tacos.
Tacos? I was like,
who does eat tacos? That's so simple.
I eat tacos.
You eat tacos, okay.
We have 10 minutes.
Yeah, the meeting will end in 10 minutes. Okay. Well, no, we're good. We did great. Miss Dee Dee, I have another question for
okay,
you.
Okay, you have a question?
For her.
For you.
If you could have dinner with anyone, alive or dead, from any time period, who would it be?
That's our first question? Yeah, our first.
Alive or dead? I don't know. Once upon a time, I would have said Maria Montessori, but now it's Michael Jackson.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tell us why. Would you have him sing to you? Would you have him sing to you, or do you just ask him a bunch of questions?
Me. Definitely.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson. We've lost a lot of stars this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michael's brother, like we lost Michael's
yes.
brother.
Jermaine?
No, Tito.
Oh, Tito, okay.
Ah, oh, I didn't.
Well, Michael still might be alive. There's all those conspiracy theories, you know, so he still might be around.
Wait, so he just...
You might be able to have dinner with him after all.
Well, you know, really, at one point it was Prince. Everybody I want to see live in concert is dead.
Did they try to tell you something?
I know.
Well, Elizabeth, do you want to say anything to wrap this up and thank Miss Dee Dee for her time?
Thank you for coming to give my third interviewing.
Thank you so much for inviting me in and wanting to find out more. And I love your channel.
Yes, thank you.
She has a YouTube, as you know. She has
a
podcast,
YouTube, a podcast,
Instagram. And then did you know about her TikTok channel? It's turned into just her talking about all her movie collections. She gets so many people communicating with her about it. It's a crack up.
Yeah.
Like she'll talk about all her anime.
So is it Elizabeth Speaks?
It's Elizabeth Speaks 3. It's some weird one. Yeah. I'll send it to you, but I'll put it also in the YouTube. If anybody wants to talk about their anime or their movie collections, get on that with TikTok. It's got a fan base all its own. It's hilarious.
Well, I hope I was able to answer your questions and...
What do you think?
I hope everything went well.
Yeah, it done good.
What I think, as we know this, Dee Dee, a lot of people have similarities and similar stories. And they have similar heartaches and similar dreams that they wish that they had for their children that they then have to kind of re-aim in their dreams, right? Didn't you have to feel like you had to do that? I had to do the same because I wanted Elizabeth to have, you know, anything at her fingertips. And she still does. It's just things get, you know, you just realign as they grow.
Right.
And we just hope to be the best parents that we can be to them. And they turned out beautifully, right? We've got two great
I got
kids.
Good, too.
You are amazing, young lady. So,
well, they're both amazing. Yeah. And if he ever watches this and he heard me say I want him to quit the Cardinal job, he's going to have a fit. But he loves it. He knows everything from the front, from at that stadium, from the front office to the players, the stats. He knows. He can just rattle off the stats. He can rattle off the lineup. He knows it all.
Amazing.
And so amazing. I don't want him to lose that amazing job because this year it'll be his 10th year.
No way.
Did they do anything for her 10th year?
This will be his 10th year.
Did you hear Elizabeth's question? Like, will they do anything for his 10th year? Will they give him a gift?
They probably will. You know, he just got some kind of chain with the Cardinals. I don't know if I sent you the picture. He worked there this season. He hadn't missed one day.
Amazing.
So they recognized him and gave him Bush Bucks and this gold chain with the St. Louis symbol on it, St. Louis Cardinals symbol on it. So they really like him.
He's a valuable employee. He's a good employee.
He is. He's gotten a letter. You know, I told you that he was the employee before. He was the employee of the year, and he went down to throw out a pitch and all of that.
A pitch of a baseball? Man, I was there to throw a pitch.
He's really good. He loves that job. He loves it.
That's great. That's great. Well, we know we're going to hear some great success stories coming in his future as well, Dee Dee. Thank you for joining us. We really are grateful, and we hope that this was really beneficial for all of your followers. How many do you have on YouTube? 4?
11.
For all the 11 followers on YouTube.
Yeah, 11. Yeah.
I'm going to definitely forward it to my friends.
Oh, good. Okay. Good. Well, thank you for joining.
Thank you.